Hello, Minnesota Twins fans, and welcome to episode 22 of Minnesota Twins Chat. This is the season opener, this special, I guess you'd call it. And join me, my name is Troy Watterson, by the way. Join me here in studio is, as always, is my dad. His name is Craig Watterson. How's it going tonight, Dad?
Good, Troy. We got the Twins off on the right foot yesterday with the win.
Yes, but we...
We lost somebody, too. Maybe.
Maybe. Well, but here's the thing. Royce Lewis, he suffered a quad injury while running to third base on Carlos Correa's hit that would have possibly scored two runs. It probably would have scored two runs in the third inning yesterday of the 4-1 Twins win over Kansas City. But, you know, we don't know for sure the extent of the injury. Lewis says it's more like a cramp than anything, but they're saying that x-rays show a quad injury. Well, I guess we'll see what the MRI results, which were taken later that day, what they decide based upon that. And then Max Kepler, he was hitting knee, but in the eighth inning yesterday, but apparently that's going to be that's more bruise, and they're saying that he will be back probably tomorrow. So we'll have to see that.
Yep.
But the other injuries, they actually happened during spring training. We actually are missing four key bullpen guys right now. Josh Stelmont, who has some kind of a knee issue. Duran, he has a strained oblique, and then Justin Atopa, he's out with, I can't really remember what he's got, but he has some kind of an injury, and also, who's the other pitcher I'm thinking of?
Caleb Theobar,
yes, and he, I think, has a knee issue too, I believe. Oh, no, it's a hamstring issue. Excuse me, it's a hamstring issue. So we are missing four key bullpen pitchers, and we're also missing the pitcher they were planning to use as our fifth starter, Anthony Desclafani. You know, this is not a good way to start a season, Dad.
No, it is not. Hopefully they can get healed up quickly, and we can move on, but... Some of these injuries, I mean, the thing with Lewis, I hope it just was a cramp, but if it's a quad injury, they can go on for a while. Does somebody have an oblique thing, too?
That is Duran.
Yeah, that can be a problem for a while, too. I think they've already said he'll be out for at least a month.
Never seen a month?
That's what I've heard before. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but that's what I had heard.
I mean, the injury, I think, happened a couple weeks before spring training. Was over with at least 10 days.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, this is what it is. This is what we've been handed, and now we're going to have to deal with it. But of a game, Dad, you know, I'm sure you didn't see the whole game, but your thoughts on the game yesterday. You know, 4-1 win, you know, the only run allowed was a home run to the Kansas City's third baseman, Garcia, the guy who played third base for him yesterday. And other than that, we did not allow a run to them. What are your thoughts on the game?
Well, I think, first of all, Pablo Lopez pitched pretty well. That helps a lot. You only give up one run in seven innings. And then who we have who came in after that? Jackson.
Brock Stewart pitched the eighth.
And Stewart. And I think Stewart gave up a hit with two outs. I don't know if Jax gave up any guys, but he basically walked somebody. I just don't recall. But anyway, so the pitching was good, and you picked good pitching. You always got a chance. They scored four runs, 4-1.
Yep. But, you know, we were complaining because we went for a walk and we have a game on.
Yeah.
You know, we were complaining about, there were a couple, there was actually one situation in particular. I think it was the ninth inning. You know, the Twins did finally kind of get a bunt. I don't think it was more like a hit towards the shortstop area by Jeffers, but to advance a couple of base runners, I think Buxton was one of them. But, you know, I just think the Twins need to bunt more often.
I think, I think I would agree. In some situations, I think they need to, too. That one inning, they had first and second, nobody out, didn't they?
Yep, that was the ninth inning.
Did they score any runs in that inning or no?
Well, we did eventually, you know, because one, I think, was a wild pitch.
And that's what happened, yeah.
And then I think everyone was like, it was a hit.
In other words, they got help.
Yes, but, you know, you got to do your own thing. You know, you got to execute a bunt or something now and then. You know, you just can't rely on the big home run. We didn't, you know, Royce Lewis, he did have a leadoff home run yesterday. No, not a leadoff, but it was a first inning home run, rather.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, yesterday we only had one home run, so, you know, you can't always rely on a home run ball.
Yeah, I think it's going to take a lot to talk those guys out of that. And then, in addition, I'm just going to check it here real quick, but I think the Twins struck out 12 times again yesterday, too, so.
I think you're right on that.
Seems like that's what they, you know, it's been going on now for 2-3 years, and it seems to be getting, you know, getting worse all the time.
Yes.
Let's see here. First pitcher, Kansas City, struck out 9, and then second guy didn't strike out anybody. And the next one's 2-1. So it was 12 times yesterday again, too. And Twins had five walks in the game, too. I just wish there wasn't all these strikeouts all the time.
I did, too. But, you know, 12, you know, at least we got the win.
Yeah.
But, you know, going back to the injuries, I just wonder how it's going to impact us going forward for the first couple weeks or so of the season.
Well, I think you need to get Royce Lewis back. Whoever they bring up or however they think they're going to replace him, you're not going to replace what he can do. I just don't see that happening. I mean, we've seen it now for about, what, a half a year where he looks like he is a very, very good player. And those kinds of guys are just not easily replaceable.
No, they're not.
I don't know what, you know, we'll find out, I'm sure, after they find out the results of his MRI, what's going to happen. Is he going to be IL'd for 10 days, or what will happen to him? That's a good question.
Yes, it's a very good question. We're going to have to see what the report states later today. Or maybe they're not going to release anything until tomorrow, you know, before the game, you know, because we still want to see how things are going, you know. Here's another trend I've noticed with this current front office regime is that an injury isn't first reported, not as serious, but the day of a game, it's like, oh, we have put this guy on a disabled list, or IL, as it's now called.
Or as we call it, the RL.
For the Rocco list.
Yeah.
And then we call up somebody. So it's really hard to say where we're going to go this season, I think.
Yep.
You know, there was optimism to start the year, but I don't know, four bullpen pitchers injured, and the guy who was potentially going to be in your fifth starter, he's injured, and I don't know, it just doesn't have a very good, the best smell to it, and we're going to probably detail this a little bit a little bit later on, but Kansas City and Detroit, in particular, some of the other teams in our division, the American League Central, they have made some significant improvements. And so we'll see how that plays out. I don't know if it's going to be enough to get them to the level of a contending. I think more so of the Detroit Tigers, but yeah, we'll talk about this, you know, in a little bit here. But going back to the Twins,
they had a good start yesterday. Anytime you win, it's a good, you know, that's good. You hate to lose, you know, kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth. And, you know, when the uncertainty now with Royce Lewis, and somewhat uncertain with Max Kepler, too.
Somewhat uncertain with Max Kepler. Matt Wallner, I was thinking about bringing him up here, and I think I'm going to bring him up now. Matt Wallner, you know, he did have 14 home runs in 76 games last year.
Right.
And I think people are thinking, oh, he's going to be a great hitter this year. You know, he could theoretically give you 30 home runs. But the thing that people are forgetting is the fact that the league has learned what you are as a hitter. So if they're going to make
adjustments.
Yeah. As far as what pitches they're going to throw to you. So, you know, I don't know if I would count on Matt Wallner hitting 30 home runs necessarily yet. I need to see more evidence of that happening. And I don't know how much he struck out last year, but
he struck out 80 times and 213 at bats, so more than a third.
That is
37 or whatever percent. I don't know the exact number, but it's quite a bit. And the year before, the little bit he had of time with the Twins the year before, he had 57 at bats. He struck out 25 of them, so almost half.
So
you can't have that. They can sit and talk all they want to about hard contact and all the time, all this stuff. Well, you can't make half your outs or 40% of your outs striking out.
And Julian is kind of the same thing too.
Yeah. So we'll see. You know, I don't. What was the number that Tom Kelly used to say before? You should get very excited about somebody of number of at bats, 1,000.
1,000.
Yeah, and they're a long ways away from that yet, because as you just mentioned before, the other teams are watching what you're doing, and nowadays, of course, all this video stuff and all the other things they can go by, they can tell which areas or what kind of pitches you can hit, which ones you can't, and they are not going to continue if you're doing well giving the same kind of pitches. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But, you know, people have this idea, as you mentioned before, like that Wallner's going to hit 50 home runs. Could he? Maybe. Will he? Probably not. I could see,
I could see 25.
Yeah, but, you have to take with the good with the bad, and how much bad are you going to have with all of his lack of getting on base and striking out all the time, too? I don't know.
You know, were you surprised that Trevor Larnach did not make the opening roster?
Mm-hmm. In place of who, though? That would be the question.
Like, because Wander did not have the best spring hitting-wise.
I heard yesterday, maybe you heard it too, that Rocco talked to Wallner, because Wallner, like you just mentioned, did not have a very good spring.
Yep.
And is getting towards the end, and Rocco supposedly called him in his office, talked to him one day, and told him to settle down and relax, because Rocco told him you're on the team. Now, did that, when Wallner was doing so poorly, was he worried about being sent back down? I don't know. Maybe. That's just the way it is, with every team. You don't do well for an extended period of time, especially if you're a younger player, you usually go back down in AAA.
Yeah, you do.
Trying to figure it out, as they say. We'll see. I hope he does well, but I'm not convinced. I've watched the game for a long time, and when you start hearing about Tom Kelly, I think knows more about baseball than most people do, and I think he's probably accurate with that. Don't get too excited about somebody until they batted probably 1,000 times.
Which is at least two full seasons.
Yeah, or probably three, because they, in today's world, they don't bat that many times. The younger players don't. So we'll see how it works. I think yesterday, Wallner and Julian, both of them were bench players to start the game. That was because of a left-handed pitcher, I would assume.
Yep. And then when Royce Lewis got taken out because of a quad issue.
Yep.
Then Julian came in. Yeah. He played second, and Farmer was moved to first.
Right, and when Kepler hit that ball off his knee or wherever he did, those two times in the same at bat, then they took him out. That's when Wallner came in, too. A couple things from yesterday's game. We talked about injuries to Royce Lewis and Max Kepler. There were some positive things about yesterday's game. I think that to begin with, it looks like Carlos Correa, he had three hits yesterday, so... and he's running pretty well, so hopefully that plantar fasciitis thing is in the past. And another thing, we actually had, for the first time in how long, we had a familiar face out in center field again with Byron Buxton.
Byron Buxton, yes. I mean, that is definitely a positive.
Mm-hmm. So let's hope that it continue and they can enjoy good health this season. It'd be nice to have those two guys playing all the time, or when we need them to play.
Yes, we do. I just think, I didn't realize this until this morning, but Bucks has only played more than 100 games this season once
ever. That needs to change. This year would be a good year for it to start, too.
Yes.
You need him to play in the field at least, I don't know, 120 or more. Then some of the time, maybe DH after that, too.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious that if he is healthy, their team is different. A lot better.
A lot better. And, here's the thing. Although we have lost a couple key pitchers from last year in Sonny Gray and Kenta Maeda.
Right.
But if Royce Lewis can have, if we can have a healthy Royce Lewis for pretty much most of the season, we don't know how this quad issue is going to pan out. But if he's only back open 10 days and he's not hurt the rest of the season and he keeps on doing as well as he did last year, you know, imagine that. Imagine a healthy Byron Buxton. Imagine, you know, Carlos Correa has, you know, said he's doing better, hitting better and stuff like that, you know, as far as his workouts. You know, if all that translates to games, in a way, I feel like we've lost pitching, but if we can have one more offense, you know, it can go one way. You know, you can, you know, and Wallner and Julian, you know, they still need to prove themselves, but if they can do better than what they had last year, you know, cut down the strikeouts like we were talking about, I really think this team could make some noise this year in the American League. And in the American League Central,
mm-hmm.
You know, I still think we could use an our decent pitcher in the rotation, but as I said before, you know, if some of these other players have better offensive seasons, you know, or in the case of Royce Lewis, he's here the whole season, you know, that can be a big help to us as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, I mean, obviously it all starts with guys being healthy. Without that, you know, it doesn't do any good if guys are on the IL. They don't help you at all. And there's a reason why these guys were chosen to be on the team to start the season is because of the fact they figured that they gave them the best opportunity to win games. So, but they got to be healthy.
And, yeah, they do.
And there's some other, you know, that we'll see how the season goes along. Chris Paddock's another one. He's coming off the double Tommy John surgery club and
The track record has not been the greatest.
Nope.
I mean,
I think he actually did pitch okay in spring training, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
And he's our, what, number four starter?
Yep, right now. I would consider him our number four starter.
And hopefully that Bailey Ober and Joe Ryan can take some steps forward because they aren't that old, you know, been around that long yet and get better. And then our fifth, I think Lopez will probably be okay as long as once he gets healthy.
You know, Louis Varland, he had some rough outings, I think, in spring training, especially one.
Yeah, he had two of them, actually. The last two, once they announced the fact he's going to be the fifth starter, the one was really a clunker, and the other one wasn't very good either. So, you know, we'll see. But you can't keep playing around with him. He gives up 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 runs. He did the one game. And just leave him out there thinking he's going to get better. After a while, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, but that was against the Atlanta Braves.
Mm-hmm. And if he or one of the other starters either is hurt or is not doing a very good job, then it'll become a little more interesting. I think that Simeon Woods Richardson is probably the first guy they call up from what I've read and heard.
Well, it's a group of 4 or 5 guys that I think they would look at if they needed to bring up somebody else from minor leagues to start. Simeon Woods Richardson, Randy Dobnik, but Matt Catarino probably at some point, David Festa, and I think Brent Hedrick was another one.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we have never seen Festa pitch, have we?
Not urban spring training. I think he only pitched a couple of times.
Yeah, Catarino. You know, hopefully, what they have there right now can do the job. But, you know, eventually you're not going to have the same starting rotation during the whole year anyway. It just doesn't work that way.
No, you're not.
So we'll see. Wouldn't bother me if they somehow could pick up another starting pitcher, that somebody who has had some big league experience and some certain degree of success without having to give away the farm for him, too. Because they won't do that.
No.
So we'll see.
Yes.
And get the bullpen healthy would certainly help a lot, too.
So oh, yeah.
Those bullpen pieces that you mentioned before, they're important. We need them back on the team.
Yeah, we do, because right now they have been replaced with guys like Cole Sands and who else?
I'm wondering, I was trying to figure that out. Who are the other on the current roster?
One guy is Danny Duarte, yeah. And he was a non-roster invitee. Well, initially, he was signed to a minor league contract and was on the 40-man roster, but then they took him off the 40-man roster. And
yep.
Since nobody else claimed him, he was a non-roster invitee to spring training, and he was going to be at St. Paul, but now, with all the injuries, he's made the club.
Is Cody Funderburk on the team right now?
Yep, Cody Funderburk, yep.
You know, I know that some people have talked pretty highly of him. Whenever he's been up, I think he's not been very good, has he?
He's kind of been...
Wild,
like inconsistent.
Yeah.
I mean, there's one of our guys, can't think of who was... Well, I don't know if Jorge...
Acala? I think he is on the team.
Yeah, well, he's on the team, but I don't know if they initially had him on the team initially. I thought
maybe not. I don't know. He has some good outings in spring training. He had some clunkers, too. So, but, of course, he's coming off a year where he's hurt most of the time, too.
Yes.
He looked at one time when he was healthy like he had quite a bit of promise, but you need to perform on the mound, too.
Yep.
So, hopefully we get these guys healthy and we can stay relatively healthy for extended periods of time. And
yep. Well, I just think that this first month of the season is going to tell us a whole lot about this Twins team.
Yep. What do we got coming up here? I know they play Kansas City
tomorrow and Sunday. Yep.
And then let's see here. Cause I got the schedule right here. Do you know where they play after? They play.
Yep. They go to Milwaukee for two on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay.
For interleague play, and then they come back here and face the Cleveland Indians for a tree with an off day next Friday.
Yeah.
You know, but that's another nice thing about the start of the season. You know, we have quite a few off days to start the season, so, you know, maybe this will help get some of these players, you know, miss not so many games. Like, if Rice Lewis has to go on a 10-day IL. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, so, and then the Dodgers coming to town, I believe,
yep,
on April 8th.
Yep, them were gone for seven games out of town. Tigers and Baltimore at both places, and then we come back home again.
So, yeah, so I don't know when, I think before we wrap it up, let's kind of make some predictions. What do you think we're going to see this season as far as who's going to be good and who's not going to be so good?
You mean other teams?
Yeah, the other teams, especially in our own division.
We've talked about it before. I think that in the Twins division, you never know what Cleveland's going to come up with. But of course, as we mentioned before, their Francona is no longer there, who was a good manager too.
Yep, Stephen Volk. Volk is now there. Whatever. Okay.
And usually they somehow manage to come up with some pitching too that kind of surprises you all the time. But they just don't really have it. What's his name? Ramirez is still there, isn't he?
Jose Ramirez. Yep, he's still there,
and he's a really good player too. What else they have, I don't really know.
Shane Bieber is still there.
Okay.
I can't think of the top of my head who they have in their pitching, but I kind of think there's a couple of pitchers that are decent in their rotation.
Uh-huh.
And then you go to Detroit. Detroit did pick up some people this offseason. I think Jack Flaherty, who was on the Cardinals, then they traded him to Baltimore, if I remember researching me correctly. He signed with the Detroit Tigers.
Okay.
And so I actually think the Tigers, Dad, is going to be the team that's going to take the biggest step forward.
I would probably agree with you. Yeah.
So.
Just looking at Cleveland Guardians roster here real quick. Bo Naylor's, both the Naylors are still there, yep.
Yep.
Jimenez, was he a second baseman for them last year?
Yep. He's been there for a couple years now.
You heard of Bran Rocchio, shortstop?
That name's not really ringing a bell right now.
Then they have Ramirez, and then outfielders on their depth chart. Right field is Will Brennan. Center field is Esteban Fioriel, and Stephen Kwan. I know who he is.
Yep, Stephen Kwan, yep.
Pitchers-wise, Logan Allen, you know him?
I recognize his name. I think that's one of their better current
pitchers.
Pitchers.
And then, of course, it's Tanner
Bibee.
Bibee. He was good last year when he was healthy, wasn't he?
Yep. And I think they got him from Cincinnati.
Okay.
Cleveland did.
They still have Bieber.
Yep.
Carlos Carrasco is still there. Has he been hurt most of the time in the last years?
I think he's been hurt some.
One thing that will hurt Cleveland is that Class A, where his name is, their closer. I think he's out for the season, isn't he?
I yeah.
He's out for the year, isn't he?
I'm not sure. Maybe he is.
I thought I had heard that. If that's the case, if he is out, that'll really hurt him a lot.
Yes, it would.
Otherwise, most of those pitchers on their team, I don't really recognize their names. But Cleveland's kind of a unknown.
Yep.
You never know what they're going to come up with. I think when you said Detroit would probably be the one team to keep an eye on, the White Sox look like they've regressed quite a bit. Kansas City, they have a young team. They got some good players on the team, but will it be enough?
I don't know if it's going to be enough. I feel like they need another starting pitcher, and they need some other key pieces. But, you know, sometimes we say that stuff, but then also may do well.
Yep.
I mean, I did not expect Baltimore to have the season they did last year.
No. Nope. So that kind of sums up that Twins division. How about the American League East? Who would you see?
I actually think the American League East is going to be the most competitive division this year.
Yeah.
New York Yankees, Tampa, you know, they made some improvements last offseason. They brought, you know, they traded for Juan Soto, and they brought in some other key pieces. And I just think it's gonna be really competitive against the Yankees, Tampa Bay, Baltimore, and Toronto. I'm not necessarily gonna pick a winner for the American League East just because I'm not sure.
Yeah.
You know, but I actually think we could see not the Yankees, but one of those teams winning the division, and then at least two wild cards come from that division.
I would agree with you.
Now the Yankees, Jarrett McCole, he's out for the first month or so of the season.
Yeah, that's because he's supposedly rehabbing to get his, I don't know if he's, is it elbow that's bothering him?
Yep.
They claim it's not Tommy John. Well, we've heard these stories before, and they're going to rehab. And next thing you know, they're going to be under the knife with Tommy John surgery. So, you know, I'm sure the Yankees are praying he's okay, because obviously he's one of the top pitchers in baseball.
Yep.
I did say one thing I would mention about the Yankees. I did see that, you know, Giancarlo Stanton.
Yep.
He did play yesterday, DH, so, and Judge was playing too, so. I can't remember who the other players were. Most of them were recognizable names, though, that we knew.
Yeah, I think that DJ...
LeMayo?
Yeah. He is injured to start the season. They actually traded for somebody from Miami. His name is John Birdie. He's a speedy player, but he can play all over in the infield. So they traded... They did trade for somebody from Miami.
Are they planning on playing LeMayo at third base this year? That's what it kind of looks like on their depth chart thing on Yahoo. And then Torres would have, but those to him listed as second base. And Volpe and Rizzo, they still have a pretty good lineup.
Yeah, they do. Well, they were hoping to bring in Matt Chapman, the third base from the Toronto Blue Jays.
Okay.
But ultimately, Chapman signed with the San Francisco Giants.
Okay. Is Verdugo from the Red Sox? He's, isn't he?
Yep, he's on the Red Sox.
Well, he's on the Yankees now.
Oh, yeah.
And you got, well, Juan Soto, you already mentioned his name. He's from San Diego, isn't he?
Yep.
So they got a pretty good everyday lineup.
I guess the question for me is, how's their pitching going to hold up?
Yep, I would agree. Tommy Canale is on the IL, too. Garrett Cole and him, and there's a couple other guys too.
So, and then, you know, the Boston Red Sox, they have not really done anything as far as contending in that division since 2018.
Nope.
So I don't know what's going on there. I don't think the Red Sox fans are too happy about it.
No, well, off season moves. They have a few pitchers they brought in.
Yep, but they also trade away Chris Sale.
Yep.
I mean, if he's healthy, he's still, I think, a decent pitcher, but he hasn't been healthy in recent years.
Has he even signed with anybody yet?
No, he was traded to the Braves.
Oh, okay. That's right. Because there still are some bigger names still out there, aren't they, that are Scott Boras clients?
Well, I know that Jordan Montgomery, he signed with Arizona.
Oh, he did, okay.
I haven't totally kept track in recent weeks of a baseball news, so I'm not sure who's out there or not yet.
Yep.
But I think most of the good players have finally signed.
This wasn't even, didn't Rafael Devers, even he was criticizing Red Sox management for the lack of doing anything during the offseason, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, you know, that does not look good doing that, but he probably has a point.
Oh, yeah, I think he does have a point. You know, your other teams in your division may have made improvements, and and yet here, this Red Sox, we haven't done a whole lot. I think they have brought in some players, but I don't think it's going to be enough to contend.
They'll be spinning the wheels probably again.
Yep.
And then you go to the West. Obviously, the West is the Rangers won the World Series last year.
Yep, and I still look for them to contend, and I think Houston will be right there too. But and Seattle will probably be.
They'll be in the hunt, probably.
Yeah, they'll be in the hunt. But beyond that, the Los Angeles Angels and Oakland Athletics. Well, I think this could be the last year for them in Oakland. I don't know if those two teams are going to do very well, but I will say this: the Angels, they have a new manager. Ron Washington. So
that's true.
So maybe having a different voice in the dugout might change their fortunes a little bit, but I don't look for him to actually contend.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Another guy on the Angels here. You know who that is, don't you?
Remind me.
Miguel Sano. He made the team.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I know that Miguel Sano, he had signed with the Angels organization, but I didn't know he made the team.
He did. Huh. Who's the guy the Twins traded to the Angels and got a pitcher back in return? The guy from the Yankees we got third base.
Urshela. Yep.
Where is he on now? So I see he's not on the Angels anymore.
I'm not even sure.
Huh. That's interesting. I liked him. I thought he was a decent player.
Oh yeah, I thought he was a decent player too when he was here.
I was not pleased when they got rid of him. At all. Let's see if I can find out where he is. I can't remember. Do you recall him getting traded or anything?
I don't recall him being traded at all.
Huh. Well, it looks like he's on the Tigers.
Huh.
That won't hurt him either.
No.
So, the Angels and the A's, sometimes the A's used to surprise you coming up with all these good players and younger players they came up with, but not so much in the last couple of years.
Well, I think there are some good young players with the A's, but I just don't know if they have enough to make a good team out of them yet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think they're a couple of years away from doing that.
Yeah. Okay. Then you flip around to the National League.
Let's stay out in the West. The Dodgers.
Yep.
They are probably right now on paper the team to beat in that division.
Yep.
But, you know, don't count out the Arizona Diamondbacks. You know, they were in the World Series.
Or the Giants probably either.
Nope. So those three teams are probably going to be the top teams. And I wouldn't be at all surprised San Diego might be right in there too.
Yep, I would agree. I think the other two, well,
Colorado is a young rebuilding team, I think.
But Arizona, was it last year? Arizona was actually, they did all right, didn't they?
Yeah, because they won the World Series.
Yeah, they're in the World Series against Texas. And I think they got basically have the same team back, don't they?
Pretty much. And then they added Jordan Montgomery.
Look out for them. That'll be a tough division, too, I think, except for Colorado.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too. You know, San Diego, yes, they did trade away Juan Soto, but yeah. I still think the Padres are dangerous. I just don't know if they have the team to actually win that division.
Well, with all the money they spent, you know, with the shortstop, what's his name, Manny?
Oh, Manny Machado.
And Machado, and who's the other guy, the high-end people that they have on their team?
Fernando Tatis was in the outfield now.
And Bogarts.
Yep, Xander Bogaerts.
So they've got some players that, you know, because of the past, who've had good years, but, you know, the past is the past, too.
Yeah.
You can't live in that forever. But, yeah, I wouldn't count them out. I was impressed with them last year in the World Series.
Yep.
Okay, you want to flip over to the Central?
Yep. National League Central, I actually think it's going to be down to three teams. The Milwaukee Brewers. Well, actually, I actually like the Cincinnati Reds the best in that division because they have a lot of young talent in that team.
Yeah.
And don't count out the Chicago Cubs. I don't know if the Milwaukee Brewers are going to be there this year because they trade away their best starting pitcher Corbin Burns to Baltimore, but you know, I think the Brewers still have some good some good players yet, but I just think that Cincinnati is the team to beat in that division.
Yep.
You know, if you when you look at their roster.
Yep. We got a couple of Twins players, former Twins players, or Twins farm players in their team. Spencer Steer being one of them, who had a really good year last year, and that Encarnacion, he had times he looked pretty good too.
Yeah, in Encarnacion Strand, Christian Encarnacion Strand, but
Did you say about the Cardinals or not?
I think the Cardinals are still in the, kind of in rebuild mode.
Yep.
I just don't know if I see them necessarily contending yet.
Yep.
They could, but
I
think they need another season.
Okay.
So we'll see.
And how about you roll around to the National League East?
The Atlanta Braves, yep, without a doubt.
Yep.
But I also think that Miami could be dangerous.
Yep.
Then
about the Phillies.
Oh yeah, but the Phillies, they'll be up there.
Yep. The Nationals, no.
I'm not so sure about the Mets, via New York Mets.
And the Mets were, as your friend Don called them, a train wreck last year, weren't they?
Yeah. Don Wardrow, he's our national baseball correspondent to this show. So
yep.
So yeah, we're gonna try to have him on later on this year a couple times, and yeah, so I think that's gonna do it.
Sounds good.
Yes. Let's let the season begin. Well, it's already begun, but let's see what happens here, and we'll probably do another show in a couple weeks. I don't know for sure when it's gonna be, but maybe after this next homestand, we might do show. We'll see what happens.
Okay. That's hoping in a couple weeks we have a good report and good reports on Fishy, on Royce Lewis and Max Kepler and some of these pitchers too.
Sounds like a winner.
Okay.
Well, thanks for joining me this afternoon, Dad.
You bet.
Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Minnesota Twins Chat. I'm your host, Troy Larson, and that was my dad, Craig Larson, joining me here in the studio. And, well, a couple of things here. If you want to follow the show on Facebook, we have a Facebook page. Minnesota Twins Chat is the name of the Facebook page. And then if you want to email the show, you can do so as well. MNTwinsChat, the number 48 at gmail.com. MNTwinsChat, the number 48 at gmail.com. And most importantly, if you've not subscribed to this podcast, please do so however you found this podcast, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. We are on TuneIn, iHeartRadio. We are on several podcasting platforms. So be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Now, for my dad, his name is Craig Larson. I am Troy Larson. So long, everybody.